Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to episode 20 of Brian Gittins and Friends. Hello, David.
Hello, how are you, Brian?
I've got a blonde pelican to my left-hand side.
I certainly am, hovering above your head as we speak.
Yeah, are you all right?
I'm absolutely tip-top, ready to do some podcast fun.
You're very relaxed.
I've come in a kind of relaxed, confident, in the present moment kind of mood.
How come?
Because it's shining outside. I'm surrounded by two great men, two great role models.
Well, would you want to tell the listeners who's with us today?
The maestro himself, the male shebang, if you like, Nick Helm.
Hey,
hello,
male shebang.
Absolutely,
it'll probably say my name in the podcast description.
Yeah, actually, we don't need to say that. That's not a big surprise. No,
but I've clicked on
what
that.
What is a male shebang, David?
A male shebang is a alpha male, a man who's got a bit more testosterone than the rest of the bunch.
Is that me?
Yeah, absolutely, sir. That's why you've been invited along.
That's a miss.
Do you know what? I think we need to just calm down a little bit, because obviously this week, we all know, but the listeners don't know, but we're at a funeral.
Goodness me, right, okay. Yeah,
we've been shouting.
Show a bit of respect to the dead.
David, do you want to tell everyone at home?
Hello, everyone, and
Hello,
a special
Charles.
High five for my main man.
What was that, Charles?
Hello, everyone, and a special high five for my main man, Nick.
Hello.
My main man.
Absolutely.
High five back.
So we're in the car park of a church. Hey, can you tell the listeners whose funeral it is, David?
Basically, it's the funeral of a... we're talking about role models. It was one of my role models. It was a secondary school teacher, my PE teacher, back in the day, during the secondary school period. And I just want to give my last respects.
What's his name?
Mr. Henderson. And he taught me how to leap over a horse and climb up a rope. And, you know, just endurance. And they're the skills that get you through life, not maths and English. Physical endurance and just focus. And he handed me
right,
that.
Nick?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah?
Absolutely agree.
So, Mr. Henderson, were you close to Mr. Henderson?
I would have liked to have been closer, but he wouldn't allow it.
Not much of a turnout for him today.
No, it isn't really. It's I don't know. There might be more in the church.
We're in the car park.
We are in the car park.
But there might be a few more people. Hopefully, fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Because you know, as I say, he was a role model. He was a glowing. He was like a. He was a flame. I was a moth.
Why are you wearing a red suit?
I'm wearing a red suit because it's kind of got like an Adidas sport theme to it. Because obviously he was a PE teacher and he didn't like people just to go dark and go all gothic.
Well, Nick's come as a goth.
Well, that's fair enough to you.
I'm
that's
just wearing,
respectful.
Well, you
got eyeliner on, mate.
It's slimming. It makes my eyes look smaller.
Yeah.
Well, it's respectful to the dead, isn't it? Which is keeping in theme.
Okay, so let's crack on with the podcast.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, Nick's got the first question on the podcast. Here we go.
Am I doing too much or too little?
What, in this podcast?
Yeah.
You're doing, there is no too much, too little.
Excellent.
Whatever you choose to do.
No, I think...
Exactly right.
Just want to be a team player.
You're not subtracting, you're adding to it. That's the main thing.
First question, David.
This is now the second question.
Oh, really?
That was the first question. That was the first question.
We've got 45 minutes to fill, so you might want to save it for...
But that was technically the first question.
It was a good question.
Right, okay.
Okay. You're feeling your way into the podcast. It's lovely stuff.
I'm just getting there.
Here we go. First
I also wouldn't say I'm testosterone-fueled.
Sorry, apologies.
I think you've got a certain testosterone about. There's a certain centred confidence about you.
Or maybe you're projecting.
Perhaps, you know, life's an illusion that we just peer through our eyeballs and see, isn't it? You know, but
exactly.
I think you're doing yourself down.
Well,
there's a good sliver of testosterone going through those veins.
I'm not necessarily sure just being testosterone-fueled is a massive positive, is it?
I think it is. You can lift heavy objects, you can attract the opposite sex.
See, I can't lift heavy objects.
Well, Nick can't lift heavy objects.
And I can't outrun things.
What object could you lift, Nick? Box.
What have you got?
I don't know. Box of plates.
A box of plates.
That's quite a tricky one when they're stacked on top of each other.
It's a wooden crate of plates.
If there was two of us carrying it,
possibly,
I would do a lot of, miming.
Yeah.
As if you were part of it.
But
see, straight away, that's a skill, isn't it? You're giving morale to the other person, making them feel as though they're, you know, with a good partner.
Yeah. Oh,
do you hear the church bells ringing?
Oh, good grief. It's realities.
It is.
This is going to happen to us all one day, isn't it?
I should
be thinking about Mr. Henson, but
you should
about
do
myself.
Really. Yeah. Okay, first question for David.
You weren't talking about yourself, you were talking about me.
Very true, yes.
Stop pointing.
And that was actually my fault.
David points
because,
a lot.
I need to stop that.
Yeah.
You pointed back then. I just pointed at you. So we're all pointing.
And I started it, though, didn't I? Which is unfortunate. I'm the virus.
Good point.
So, first question for David. What's the last text you received?
The last text?
Did you get your phone out? Let's have a look.
I received was...
Did you just say that was the third question? Though,
first right? question. First question
I
of the
I still
podcast.
Think it's second question.
Sorry, it's going to take me a while
second question of the podcast.
To get this on, unfortunately, we've got a massive... so I won't say the brand, but there's a large menu that comes up. But if it does take a while, I'll go through the memory
base.
A
bit more energy, David.
Yeah, I'll go through the memory space that's in my own brain.
Yeah.
And I'll look through that.
Not too much energy. We're at a funeral.
Yeah, quite right. Let's be respectful. So here we go. The password's just coming. Let me just think in my own head who was the last... it would have been from my dad.
No, let's just have a look.
Let's have a look. Let's go for it.
Yeah.
And I'll read it out loud.
Okay, last text David received.
It is from my dad.
Okay.
Dave, it's hot. There is plenty of coleslaw and small tomatoes in the fridge and some more caramel biscuits on the work surface. God bless, Dad. Kiss, kiss.
Whoa!
There you go. A bit of platonic kissing. Each cheek, quite European.
Wow, you wanted some caramel biscuits, did you?
I did, and he bought them for me. If you ask, you don't get.
Yeah. Oh, lovely.
If you don't ask, you don't get.
Yeah, if you don't ask, you don't get.
If you ask, you do get.
If you ask, you do get.
If you ask, you could get.
If you ask, you could get.
They
you're
always
quite
have
right,
the
yes.
option to turn down.
Yeah, there's all three options there, isn't there? It's like a game of chess.
Yeah.
It's up to you what move you make.
If you ask...
A lot of pressure on the funeral buffet now.
A lot of pressure on the funeral buffet.
There is a hell of a lot. I mean, I hope we...
Why are you wearing cowboy boots?
Well, I just felt as though, you know, it's the theme of manhood, masculinity, and, you know, he was my Clint Eastwood in a way. He'd strut in. He wouldn't wear cowboy boots, but he had that John Wayne strut about him, Mr. Henderson, and... I just want to salute him as a cowboy as he goes into the ground, ultimately. And I just think it sort of works quite well. It gives me an extra lift, and they're leather. They're quite nice.
Okay.
Lived as a PE teacher, died as a cowboy.
That I wouldn't mind that on my autobiography. That's not bad at all.
Or headstone.
Yes, or headstone. Quite right.
Or obituary. You wouldn't really want it on your autobiography, would you? Died as a cowboy.
I wouldn't have been, you're
because
quite
then
right,
you'd have had to have died during your autobiography.
That would be like my final words.
While you were slumped on your mechanical bull in the corner, someone would have to come in and finish it off with died as a cowboy.
You're quite right. So it'd just be a biography from a ghostwriter.
Are you going to get burnt when you die, David? How would you like to...
We all burn in a way.
We all do burn. I guess
really?
We all...
I don't think not one of us is going north.
Ah, I see, we're going to hell.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
To meet the old Monsieur Devil and whatnot. I'm sure that won't
I don't think
happen.
He's French, is he?
He's got a moustache and he holds a large fork, so,
you
know.
Actually an impression of a French devil.
Hello, David. Welcome to L.
Oh, God, didn't like
sorry
that
about that.
At
that's
all.
Not,
didn't
oh,
like
so,
it.
Sorry about that, it was
didn't
badly timed.
L, doesn't that mean her?
L, her,
she.
Maybe. That's badly, that was badly timed in amongst a buffet.
Could you do a real strong French impression?
Hello, David, the words.
I really don't like
it. Oh, no, okay, let's. So I'll give one.
No.
Leave it.
We're abandoning that.
Move on.
Borderline racist.
It's slightly. David's, you're racist, yes, slightly. Definitely sexist.
I'll admit to that one. So, but I'm a recovering sexist. I'm getting over it.
Anything goes, guys.
Anything goes.
How would you define yourself as sexist?
I wouldn't, but a lot of people have stopped me mid-conversation and said, Dave, that's a bit sexist.
In sentences such as?
I'm trying to think scenarios where women would always be in a kind of very generic, obvious position, you know?
Generic.
You're still doing the French accent.
I am.
It's still rolling out of me, isn't it? The devil's still alive, holding his pitchfork and winking the ladies.
Maybe if you took the beret off.
Yeah, very true. Let's put that off. Generic. In the case of, got into a bumper car, I'd immediately expect that, you know, if she sat in front of the steering wheel, I'd be like, well, do you want to move to the side? Obviously, I'm going to be navigating the vehicle. I just think it was my DNA right, which is sexist.
The problem with that, though, is that...
That's my type of vibe.
God, dear.
Generally, on a bumper car, the wheel is in the middle.
Yes.
Back to the funeral.
Indeed.
Talking of time travel.
Yeah.
Back to the funeral, indeed. Starring Michael J. Fox.
That would be an interesting spin-off of the series, wouldn't it? Back to the funeral. If that came out, I'd be like interested. It wouldn't be like a boring reboot. There'd be a twist in there.
Yeah.
Back to the funeral. There's something in that you've accidentally come across.
Do you think there's something in that?
Well, I think if you started a Back to the Future film and it's like, where's Doc? And then suddenly, you know, he's in a coffin being lowered down.
Yeah.
You've got a hell of an adventure in front of you.
Should we make our way over to the graveside?
Yeah, please do, yes.
Guys, a grave digger has asked us to help him help dig the grave.
Okay. Not a problem. There's your spade, David.
I wasn't getting ready for manual labour, but...
There's your spade, Nick.
Just expecting to emote, really.
We've got one each.
We've got one each.
Well, let's get stuck in then. Let's...
Have you got a spade, Brian?
No, I'm going to be watching. A lovely little cup of tea here.
Give me some directions and some supervision.
Yeah. A fork for Brian.
And a fork for me. A garden fork for me.
Oh, there you are. That's not bad.
Yeah, you can, stop shouting in the graveyard, Dave.
Keep it low.
Okay, so we're just going to dig a hole. Have you got another question or a question for David, Nick?
Oh. A kitchen fork, actually.
A kitchen fork. I've got a little kitchen fork to dig the hole with.
We can just get the soil loose before we start digging.
That's good.
Here we go. You got a question, Nick, for David? Or...
Anytime.
It is.
While you think of one, David, you could sing a song. Maybe some kind of morbid...
Yes. Funerals are here today.
You think about the question. Don't look at him, Nick.
Will always fill us with dread, but within them is a sense of truth.
Oh, God.
Please get a question
we
out.
We can
pronto.
Move to the other side like a ghoul, a ghost, or a poltergeist. Funerals.
Here's a question from Nick.
Just a bit of a cappella improvised.
Where were you born?
No, it's a very good question. That's a very valid question.
Where were you born?
It was East Sussex, Brighton Hospital.
You always talk about coming out of your mum's vaginal.
Yeah, I think it's something we all can relate to. It's a conversation starter.
What's the bit in your set that you say about falling down?
I slide down the water slide of life, my mother's vagina.
Yeah.
Type of thing. So it gives it a sort of centre park, it's a fun thing. Everyone can relate to it. It's like the first ride we've all been on type of thing.
Yeah.
Topical.
It is topical. Yes.
So where were you
but
born,
the water,
sorry?
The water slides of life is surely a water slide.
Well, I mean, you know, when you think of it, the vagina, in a way, you know, there's a... Well, not being grim,
I mean,
I think,
coming out of your mum's vagina is hopefully a ride you'll only ever go on once.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I like a lot of rides. Like, I went to Marwell Zoo. Was it? No, it wasn't. What's the one with the owl on the front? It's, this isn't good radio. We can't remember theme park.
Radio? It's
a podcast. Not radio, it's a podcast. In case of... I've been on a lot of theme park rides.
What's that, Charles?
Thorpe Park.
Wonderful.
With an owl?
Thorpe.
There's no owl on Thorpe Park.
I've obviously got that wrong.
Thorpe Park sounds quite weird, doesn't it, when you don't have the word park.
Thorpe Park doesn't have a...
Sounds like thought.
Thorpe Park, the home of the Saw ride, has...
Quite right, and also Ramsey's Revenge.
Has an owl on it. No, and Professor Burp's Bubble Works, but I doubt that's still there, is it? Was that Chessington World of Adventures?
That's Chessington World of Adventure.
Yeah. Raiden Manor Park.
Say sorry.
Drayton Manor Park.
Drayton Manor Park.
Blimey, that's very specific.
Have you ever been to any of the Gullivers?
No.
No, are they theme parks?
Yes.
Never heard of those
but
in my life.
But there's like a Gulliver's Land and there's a Gulliver's World.
Sounds amazing.
I didn't even know these existed.
Are you questioning Nick?
No, not at all. I'm not saying you're lying. Just
so sorry,
people.
Charles.
What did he say? What did
you say, Charles?
Mr. Blobby's Funland.
Mr. Blobby's Funland.
Oh, right, yes.
Isn't that in Crinkly Bottom?
I think it was originally, then Noel Edmonds sold it, no, and now he's going to
who? Noel Edmonds.
Edmonds, sorry, the well-known presenter.
Noel Edmonds.
Noel Edmonds had his own theme park. He's very much the Dolly Parton of England, isn't he?
Yeah, did he really?
Noel Edmonds.
Bold is.
So I'm not questioning
you are. You are questioning
it. I apologise.
You are questioning it. You've done it twice in about a minute.
I've not heard of Gulliver theme parks, and I didn't know Noel Edmonds had a theme park.
I think we finished the hole, guys, so we've done a cracking job there. I'm not
there
sure
we
we've gone deep enough, but
that's enough,
do.
Though. I mean, I'd have thought they'd
it's
have done
just
it.
It's just sort of like a shallow grave, isn't it? We can just...
Exactly.
Give him
just kick a bit of soil.
A dirt burial where we just kick the dirt over him.
I think we
what would you call your theme park, David?
That's a cowboy funeral.
I would call it a Blonde Bonanza, something like that, or something kind of...
Blonde Banana.
Blonde Banana, something like that. You know, the banana... Something where
cool.
It's...
Cool.
Can we go back to your water slide of life chat?
Yeah, water slide of life. When you know, leave... You know, your mother's, we're all adults, vagina type of thing. It is like coming.
We're not adults when we leave our mother's vagina.
No,
hopefully.
We're not.
Surely
imagine
not.
That.
Imagine that.
That would just
imagine
be.
Wow.
Who knows with modern science?
It would be like coming out of a scuba suit.
Yeah, well.
It would be a very relaxing situation.
Would it?
I think
not
it would
for the
be
mother.
If you could. No, not for
just
the mother.
Easing yourself out of your mother's vagina.
I mean, it'd be like a homicide, wouldn't it? If it was like an actual kind of person type of thing. But
the whole of you, or just...
It would have to be the whole of me if it was, you know, if you're going to do birth, you've got to do it properly, see it through type of thing. But the thing is, if you imagine going in a prosthetic womb, how relaxing that would be. Just like, you know, warm,
or I
dark.
Saw on the internet, they do prosthetic anuses.
What? Oh, right. Yes. I suppose that would be...
Yummy.
Don't judge. Mm.
Keeps flashing up on the adverts on Facebook at me.
On your Facebook, it does, mate, not on mine.
Been looking at the... indeed, it's it makes you think, doesn't it? There's a lot of things out there. A superficial anus. It's a case of... I think, as I said earlier, don't judge what other people want to do in the safety of their own homes. They paid for that plastic anus. They can do what they wish with it. They've used paper.
The hearse has turned up, everyone.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
I don't know if it's a salute, wave, or just look to the floor. I'm not entirely sure.
It's an unusual hearse, isn't it? It's not the...
Bow your head.
Thank you, Charles.
Bow your head.
Rightly said.
Bow and bow are spelt the same, though, aren't they?
Black mini metro.
Yeah, obviously, the teacher's pension didn't really go very far.
And the coffin is being pulled out of the back of the mini metro.
They're doing it quite fast.
Who are those men pulling the coffin?
Guys, they have asked us to give them a hand with Mr. Henderson's coffin.
Okay, let's go over there and help with Mr. Henderson's
really
coffin, everyone.
I was going to get involved to this degree. It's going to be said. I thought this would be organised already. I think I've got a splinter from the box. They haven't properly varnished it.
Don't worry, mate. I'm carrying it too.
Here we go.
There we go.
Let's make our way
over to
the
properly carry
shallow,
it, though, Nick. Yeah, I did.
Shallow
you know,
grave.
Here we go. Just. We may have to dig around the sides. I mean, I can still see the top. It's not exactly in the ground, is it? So
maybe the problem is the fact that the coffin's too big. If we tip him out, then there'll be less to bury.
Do you know what I'd love to do? I'd love to open the coffin and have a look at him.
I would like to see him one last time. Do you know what I mean? Just to see those eyes.
So I'm just going to... So if we just open the lid and then drop him onto the floor.
There he is.
Oh, dear.
Got those blue Frank Sinatra eyes. They really are...
Why aren't they in his head?
I don't know. I think we better put them in his head because before we put him back in the casket. That was a bad idea. I'm not being critical, Brian.
No wonder
it
was a closed
Where's
casket.
Where's his other eye?
I think it's under the black mini metro. Wait a second. I'll get on my chest and I'll get it. Wait a second. Oh, God. There we are. Just open the eyelid.
Chuck
and
it over
in. There you go, Brian. You look after it, please.
Wow, look at that eye. Look at that eye.
That
you know what I'm going
to
do?
In charge of an entire
do you know what I'm
going to
do? I'm going to put it under my boot and squash it.
Oh, I prefer if you... Brian, I usually am very happy for you to do as you wish.
Drop it on the floor and squashing it on my boot.
Wait, I guess we could give him an eye patch.
Now what does it look like?
It looks like, oh, I don't know, like sushi. Like a bit of sushi.
Sushi?
Just chucking over the eye, rest of the eye.
It's like one of them bath pearls that's
had
the liquid squeezed out of it.
And it's just popped. We've got bath pearls as eyes.
Stick that back in his socket, mate. Stick that in your socket.
Drip into his skull.
Like a peeled grape.
Like a peeled grape.
Yes,
exactly.
He does look like that.
Well, no. Maybe the peel of a grape.
Not exactly, not the grape itself.
But if it was like a peeled grape, then it would just be the flesh in the middle.
Exactly. So it's more the skin, the outer layer.
I'd love to see what that eye
is. Or like one of the outer layers of a pickled onion.
Yes, that is it. I think that's the official. Sorry, that's the official definition.
Like a soft marble.
David, eat Mr. Anderson's outer layer.
I usually meet you halfway. I just feel it'd be disrespectful.
Just stick it in your gob and eat it.
I'll take one slice of it.
What could be more respectful than consuming a part of him and letting him live within you?
Exactly.
You've talked me around. You should be on Dragon's Den. You really should be. You've talked me around. You've pitched it, and
can you go back in time through his eye and see David and Pete?
What was that, Charles?
Can we go back in time through his eye and
can
see
we go
David
back in time through his eye and see David and Pete?
Great idea. So we're going to go back in time through Mr. Henderson's eye and hear what David was like in gym class.
What, shall I eat it and that will allow me to look back?
No.
Oh, it's still in your hand. I think that the only way that you can time travel is by eating
it. Okay, eat it.
There we go. It tastes quite salty, like tears.
And David is now back in gym. This is 30 years ago. Let's hear what he sounds like with all his friends.
Oh, I'm not saying anything, but I'm thinking things. There's a whole load of apparatus around me, and it's just got a migraine coming on. I've got nappy rash because I'm sweating below, and I'm running, and my sides are chafing. Oh, God. Right, here's the horse. I'll see if I can leap, do the entire thing. No, I haven't. I'm stuck in the middle. God.
Is that what used to happen, David?
It used to happen a lot. No wonder puberty was an issue.
Why are you in pain?
Because I've tried to leap over a horse, not the literal one, the gymnastic object, and I've only got halfway and just slipped.
Okay, back to the funeral. Back to the funeral, part two.
Part two. Back to it.
Can I ask a question?
When
you time travel.
Oh, yeah.
Are you yourself with your memories from now going back in time? Or are you reverting to a time back then?
I think then that was psychological regression. I think I was going back and existing within memories.
So you don't know back then that your PE teacher, Mr. Henderson, would one day teach you to leap over that horse?
No, quite right. I did mention that. I did have a moment where I was bruised free and my genitals were in safe hands because I managed to do the entire leap. I couldn't believe it. Do you know what I mean? I was like, oh, my God, I'm on the... You know, it shows what a bit of, you know, testosterone and we've said that before, but what's the other word? A bit of oomph. What's that oomph you get? Like, it's like run and fight. Adrenaline.
Run and fight, yeah.
Run and fight.
I'm amazed there's an energy drink called that. Fight or flight. There should be an energy drink called fight and flight. I'll have a fight and flight raspberry, please.
Okay, let's come up with two other energy drinks.
Because it's fight or flight.
Fight or flight.
I have a fight or flight.
No. See, fighting
is
one thing, and then the opposite of fighting would be flighting, which would be running away.
Yeah.
So if you drink a fight or flight, you'll just be contradicted. You'll have more contradictions in your brain than you would have had you not.
Oh, I don't need that.
And you, what you really want is like a Red Bull, because then that'll really make your decision for you.
David, yeah, three made-up energy drinks. Go. One.
Male booster.
Two.
One of the Spice Girls.
Bicep kisser. One of the Spice Girls.
Bicep kisser.
Bicep kisser.
Three. Come on, quick.
Adrenaline adjuster.
Four.
Times a thousand.
Five.
Dynamite up ya.
Okay, last one.
Marathon moose.
Okay,
and again.
And seven.
Torpedo Tina.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. Torpedo Tina. I don't know. She perhaps would sponsor. I'm not sure.
Is that a drink or is that?
I don't know. I've lost it there, Brian. I apologise.
Let's get back to the funeral and focus.
Yes, thank you. But energy drinks are the future. I appreciate you need to look into that.
We're just tipping the body into the shallow grave.
Pouring. Ladling the body into the shallow grave.
There we go. I've got another question for you, David. Have you ever been in a car accident?
I have been in a car accident. It was quite none of them are fun, are they? It was basically, I was in Washington, not in America. It's a small town outside of West Sussex. And basically, I was driving, it was actually for a mini metro, but not a black one, like the one Mr. Henderson just came out of. It was a red one with go fast stripes on the side. Yeah. And the car bonnet suddenly swung up.
Really?
Smashed the window.
How old were you?
I was in college doing a BTEC in TV and film. So I would have been 17, 18, something like that.
Right.
And it suddenly went completely dark, because obviously the bonnet was in front of us. It would have been late 90s, so like 98, something in that vein, because I was in university during the new millennium. So it would be those last...
How old are you?
I am now 39, a ripe old age. I'll be 40 pretty soon. It's got to be said. And I never thought I'd be seeing those...
It's got to be said, but you said it.
No, I have. Absolutely. I think most people could work out the maths independently. You're so quite right.
But if you were 17 or 18 in the late 90s, then the maths don't add up.
Does it not?
No, because I was 18 in 98, and I went to university in 99. And so if you were in the late 90s and you were 17 or 18, that would mean that you were younger than me then, but older than me now.
It's back to time travel, isn't it? I think that's
the only
solution.
It's down to when you were born and what you were doing in specific years.
I was born in the good old 1978, just at the end of the flares and the introduction to breakdancing. Ultimately. So it's a good period. It certainly was.
So you were motoring through Washington and your bonnet came up.
It wasn't mine, actually. It was my friend Rob Goldsmith's bonnet.
And what happened?
Why was he wearing a bonnet?
No, it's a good point, though. He wasn't wearing a bonnet. It was the
was
bonnet
it
of
Easter?
His car. It was, no, it wasn't Easter. It was the summer. It was just before we were going to break up for the summer holidays. It was like a Bryan Adams or Bruce Springsteen song. We were young and free.
What happened?
Basically, I don't think he closed the bonnet properly.
Yeah, I get the fucking bonnet.
Oh, sorry.
Bit.
No, you're quite right.
Come on.
Basically,
the accident.
Sudden darkness. Bang.
Wow.
Like, literally, like, have we died, ultimately? And then heat on my face. So it was almost like hell, like where Mr. Henderson... Well, I don't know if he's going there, but something like that. And it was a case of, dear God, what's happening? I mean, I've got a hot face. My face is now hurting. And now I'm in darkness. Later on, logic was the answer, as it always is. Mistress Logic. The bonnet had taken away the sun and bits of glass had entered my cheeks. And so I looked like... who's that American who eats parrots and has blood coming down his face? Alice Cooper. Sorry.
Alice Cooper.
That was Ozzy Osbourne.
Is that an Alice Cooper?
It's an Alice Cooper t-shirt.
Yes, so I would look like him. Pale... Well, that's blood coming down. I didn't realise that. That's
incredible.
That's incredible.
So
that's a sign.
This is quite a bad car accident.
Yes, it was, yeah.
Wow.
I remember getting
that's
quite tearful even amongst
were
your
not,
peers.
Accurate description of Alice Cooper, though.
Oh, what was that? Sorry.
He eats parrots.
He doesn't eat parrots.
No, that's Ozzy Osbourne, isn't it? I apologise.
No, Ozzy Osbourne ate a bat and Alice Cooper killed a chicken.
A lot more exciting than biting off the head of a parrot. They're bigger men than I thought. A bat, I'd never do that. I'd need a tetanus jab. Tetanus jab after that.
Ate a parrot.
It should be horrific. You'd have a conversation with it and then behead it type of thing.
By the way, we have a golden question section, Nick, where David gets to ask the guest a question.
Right, okay.
So would you like a golden question now?
What, now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Golden question section coming.
I don't feel like we really found out enough about the car crash, but it's obviously a big event.
I got quite tearful off. It was as simple as that, really.
You know. That's enough.
Sorry, there we go. Right,
golden question.
Ultimately, I'd ask you is, when you wake up in the middle of the night, if you wake up in the middle of the night, do you are you able to go straight back into your slumber, or do you become imprisoned by your thoughts? If so, what are those thoughts?
It depends, really. Sometimes I'll wake up and I'll go straight back to sleep again.
Oh, that's good.
Sometimes I'll wake up at maybe 5 o'clock and I'll start panicking that I won't get back to sleep again.
Sorry, Nick, can we just have the funeral march playing underneath this, please, editor? Thank you.
Perfect.
Okay.
It's very up-tempo.
It's a strange version.
Sometimes, because I my next door neighbour has builders, and they've been drilling next door for 2 years.
2 years?
Pretty much as long as I've been living in my flat. And so they do all of the loudest stuff at exactly 8 o'clock, sometimes 7:59.
In the morning.
So if I wake up, and obviously I work nights a lot of the time, so if I wake up at about 5, I'll suddenly think, well, if I don't go to sleep now, I've got 3 hours if I go back to sleep now. Yeah. If I don't go to sleep right now, then I'll have like 2.5 hours. And then I'll be awake till 8 and it'll count it down. And then very regularly, I'll have only had 4 hours sleep because they'll be drilling all day.
And that's not enough.
And then some 4 hours, I mean, that's what Thatcher did. And look what happened to her.
Well, yeah, you go insane if you don't get enough sleep. That's a fact.
Well, you don't
sleep much,
do you?
I think that's what's happening to me.
Oh, yes, maybe there's some...
How much sleep do you get? Do you have builders?
I don't have builders. I've spoken to your neighbour by now. Not that I'm telling you what to do.
I have, and he invited me in to see what the work was.
And what was it?
He said, why don't you come in and have a look at what I'm doing? And I said, I don't care what you're doing.
Yeah.
I don't want to look. Yeah. I just want you to stop doing it.
What's your neighbour called?
Yeah. I can't remember what his name is.
Do you think he would make you think that, you know, if you enjoyed the panelling, you know, it might make you sleep deprivation?
I think that he thought, I said, they're not my dreams, mate. That's insane.
Yeah.
I said, that's fucking mental.
No, it
I'm
is.
I'm not coming into your house to look at you fulfilling your dream. He said, if it makes you feel any better, I've got a baby and I've got built-in work next to me. So, I'm not getting much sleep either. It's just like, yeah, but the difference is, it's not my fucking baby.
Could you play Nick's neighbour here, David?
It's not, but it's not my fucking dream house. It's like, you're the one that's full, you know. And also, the building work
Talk
that's
to
happening...
Him, mate. He's your
the building work that's happening next door to you, that's your fucking building work. Like, you chose to have it.
Nicholas,
like, all
please,
I did was I moved in. I've had building work consistently, you know.
Nicholas,
like,
come
no,
on,
it's not always been your fault. Next door had building work, right, and they were there for like maybe a fortnight, and then that moved to upstairs, right, whose washing machine flooded, and they had to have building work to fix that, and that went on for maybe a month, right?
Come on, neighbour.
And then after that,
honestly,
the building work would be finished two Easters ago, right?
Coming from right. McVitie's
I came
and a
up to you two Easter because you've got you.
Neighbour, have a go.
You have builders that
come on, Nick. You're
builders that have a 10-day holiday at Easter.
You're demasculating me in front of my son and wife. Now you're getting too.
I don't care if I'm demasculating you in front of your son or wife.
You spat a bit then, and it's on my cheek. Do you know what I mean? That's a bit too much. Listen,
I don't want to. Why are you backing me into my own doorway? You've waited out here for me to get home.
I waited
you're
out
now,
there to
you're
invite
now
to a barbecue.
That we have a conversation, mate.
I'm trying to invite you to a barbecue.
To be honest, it took you long enough to rebuild that dividing
swear,
wall
swear
in our
it
garden.
In, David, swear it in.
Don't be such a pissing piss because you're getting out of control, pal.
You knocked down the dividing wall in our gardens and then you used it as a thoroughfare.
Really swear,
photos of you standing
you're
in my garden
shit, you
on
big
the
shit.
Phone drinking tea at my picnic table in my garden.
Bugging around, you big bastard. Well, I want to invite you to a barbecue.
I don't want to come around to your barbecue. I don't want to come around and see your house.
Well, it's going to be an early morning when it might wake you up.
That you're doing. I just want you to finish. I just want you to finish up, right? Because it's only going to get worse.
But once
as soon
I finish
as you move
up,
in, you got you clumping around
then
all day.
My wife will want to move,
Charles,
and then I'll have to leave
Charles,
you.
Could you come in and say something, Charles? Wow, that was
I don't want to leave you, Nick.
Enough!
Sorry.
Chill, guys.
Chill out.
Okay, so if we
let's shake hands.
If we just spend the next minute, we've got about 5 minutes or so of the podcast left.
I came on this podcast to
just have a relaxing
time.
I didn't think I'd be
role playing
exactly.
Action events.
I'm seeing it from the neighbour's perspective now, and he's just trying
minutes.
To put
we
extra
got 10
money
minutes.
To his house.
David, we got 10 minutes.
Sorry.
Sometimes I'll just think about death.
We all do that, unfortunately.
I'm so fucking wound up now.
Rightly so. I mean, sleep deprivation is a terrible
fucking
thing.
2 fucking years of fucking that.
Do you have any idea what he has made in his house?
A noise, a right bloody din.
David.
Yeah? Yeah, absolutely. Let's go for it.
So this is a question from @GrimsTD.
Oh, yes.
On Twitter, @GrimsTD. What does David think of net neutrality rules being repealed? Could mean podcasts or any type of uploads being censored.
First of all, I'd have to look at a bit more into what net neutrality is. So I'm thinking it's everything needs to be neutral on the internet. We've got to keep things neutral and balanced and fair.
Fucking hell.
Is that what net neutrality... Sorry, you're right there,
Nick. I see,
you're
fuck still... that.
What's that, Charles?
Charles is...
I see, fuck that.
What to? What are you saying, fuck that to?
Net neutrality?
That question.
What is...
Yes.
I don't find that... You know, let's move on.
What is net neutrality? Just so we can...
I don't give a fuck. Come on, let's move on. Let's just get another question going.
Honestly, I would think about just moving, Nick. It's not doing you any mental health any good. Just move.
Let's not talk about the fucking
babies. It's fair play.
It's either Prozac or
really well. I wasn't interested in
it. Could have been one. I mean, do you know what internet neutrality is?
I don't want to talk about it either,
no,
David.
No,
so
I apologise. I'm really
mate.
Hitting the mood down here.
We're
I apologise.
At a funeral. Let's, if one thing's for sure, no one lives forever. Let's not waste any more time talking about net neutrality.
Okay. Off the back of net...
oh,
what
yes,
sort
off the back
of fucking
neutrality.
Cunt? Emails in a question about net neutrality.
Well, I suppose it's the internet. Well, we're on the internet.
Grimm's TD, mate.
Come on, mate.
Grimm's TD.
Come on, mate.
Grimm's TD, I will research into it.
He's a physical trainer. He's a ex-prize
Grimm's
fighter.
Grimm's TD.
Ex-prize fighter.
Yeah, he specialises in Muay Thai and BJJ.
Oh, I didn't mean to call you a cunt, mate.
That'll be a chapter I have Visit Your Neighbour.
Right, can we have just a minute's silence for Mr Henderson? We'll have a nice bit of music playing.
Please do, yes,
and
please.
If we just hear the ambiance of the churchyard.
Do we not need to sing a hymn now, guys?
Yeah, I suppose we should sing a hymn. Okay, let's sing a hymn. David, do you want to make the hymn up? We'll put some lovely backing track to it. And, hang on.
Sorry, quite right. No, you're quite right. Let's find our place.
What's the hymn about?
What's the hymn about and what's it called?
There's normally a lot of sheep and shepherds in them, aren't there?
Yeah.
It's going to be a sort of theological salute to heaven and the hope that we avoid hell. And move on to a better space outside of this one where there aren't nightmare
neighbours.
What's
it called?
Hopefully one day we'll achieve
holy
net neutrality.
Holy hope.
Holy hope.
A creature in the hills of England.
I will do, don't worry about that. They'll be in there.
So this is Holy Hope by David Edwards. As a respectful tune for Mr. Henderson.
Holy, holy, holy hope, hope. Holy, allow us
mate,
to reach.
It's just the fucking first Noel.
Oh, it is. You're right. I can't, no, it's all right. I'll go. Holy, 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 holy.
Holy hope.
It's just fucking Jolene.
Holy hope.
Let me just think.
Jolene.
Hope, hope. Jolene. Holy, holy,
holy
hope.
Hope.
Hope. We all
holy
want
hope.
Hope. But what we really holy need hope. Is some holy hope. Hope. That's not really hymn-like.
Absolute trash.
Yeah, it's not hardly songs of praise, is it?
No.
Holy, yeah. It's I'm plagiarising now. I don't know why, but I am.
Final question for David, Nick. Final question from you, if you've got a question, if you're interested.
Well, what is net neutrality?
What is net neutrality? We're going back to
that. I think
it's a question.
Here we go. Oh, final question from Nick to David.
How do you respect the dead?
I respect the dead, I think, but, well, for instance, I'll regularly visit Mr. Henderson's grave, and I'll plant a kiss on the gravestone, not my actual lips, you know, kiss my hand and place it on
that's
the gravestone.
Sort of
you'll
rubber
what?
Stamp.
You'll kiss your hand?
I'll kiss my hand and place it on the gravestone. That's what you do, isn't it?
You laugh then? You so rarely laugh.
Well, I felt embarrassed because I was thinking, is that inappropriate to do
so
that?
What? You explain what you'll do again?
Well, I just feel a bit self-conscious now. I just kiss my two fingers and then just place it on the marble. I'm sure I've seen that on The Godfather or Roger Moore do it when he visits his wife.
Fucking hell.
Is that what you do, isn't it?
You've seen The Godfather do it and Roger Moore when he visits his wife.
He visits his wife.
Do you mean Roger Moore or do you mean James Bond?
As James Bond, you're quite right. Not Roger Moore the man, obviously. He's passed away.
I love you kissing your fingers and touching the...
But people do that, I think, don't they? Am I wrong in... Would I be escorted out the graveyard for doing that?
Sometimes if
it's not like I'm leaving a saliva chain.
With a lover, I would kiss my fingers and put it to their lips if I didn't want to be intimate anymore.
Oh, dear.
Yes, I mean, you
I
just
wouldn't
don't know.
Necessarily do it with a marble tombstone.
Thing is, I caught Campylobacter once. It's not a very interesting story.
You caught what?
Campylobacter.
What?
And it's when
you caught
getting,
Count Dracula? What did you do
Count
with it?
Campylobacter, which is a bit like Count Dracula. They do sound similar.
Camp Bestival?
Not Camp Bestival, Campylobacter, which is a disease.
Did
they
really?
Think these sound similar. And basically, I came in contact with owl or bird or blue tit feces, something in that vein.
What were you kissing?
Maybe it was
some blue tit feces that was on a tombstone that you'd got on your fingers. And as you were doing your rounds, kissing your fingers and touching tombstones.
The thing is, that's then, why I would do it.
That's where you got the shit from.
I would kiss my fingers before the gravestone. So finger, gravestone, yeah. Handkerchief.
Oh, right. Well, you should get some of them, what do you call them?
Anti-viral washers.
Yeah, an anti-viral wash.
I think putting your lips straight on the gravestone, you're asking for trouble.
Keep a cup of that, dip your fingers in that, and then, you know. But I think that getting a hanky out, you know, who knows what's been on that.
There's germs everywhere, isn't
it? It wouldn't necessarily get bird shit off it. And if you were using the same hanky, if you got bird shit off your fingers and then used it again, you'd put bird shit right back on your fingers again.
What's it called, David?
That's a nasty loop.
Nobody wants tit shit on their lips.
Tit shit.
Yeah, no, God, no. I don't want that either.
What's it called? Camp what?
It's called Campylobacter.
And what were the symptoms?
It was basically intense vomiting. And also extreme defecating, you know, a diarrhea, sort of a multitasking
event. Sounds like
camp
festival.
That's like a camp festival, yeah.
And also a nasty headache, and when I got out of bed, I got quite a light head type of thing.
What, blue tit shit?
Basically, yes, I can't remember the
exact... What was the other one? Owl shit?
It was one of the... Because I live in Arundel.
Because it could have been
owls.
Day or night when it happened, I suppose.
Yeah, it could be. Looking back on it now, I think my mum narrowed it down to a wren because it had come into the kitchen. But no one was confident that it had
there was
defecated.
There was a wren in the kitchen.
What
am I going to do?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, quite right. Like a rat in the kitchen. Yeah, quite
exactly
right.
Exactly
like
the song, like no, a rat in the kitchen.
You're quite right, though.
I have some hand sanitizer gel here, David.
Hand sanitizer.
You can clean those hands now.
Please, fill me with hand sanitizer. Put the gloop on. Thank God. I'm free from Campylobacter.
Okay, guys. Well, we're kind of at the end
more.
Of the...
Yeah, thank you.
A little bit more hand sanitizer.
Just a little bit more. Just to make sure it's going on the trousers now. Doesn't matter. I'm safe. That's the main thing. It's too much. It's now going on my red suit. No, just too much now. It's burning into my skin. It's burning into my skin now, Charles. It's burning into my skin. It's doing me worse damage than Campylobacter. Right, okay, I think is there a stop button or something, Brian? I don't want to, you know, too much. He's taken away all the chemicals out of my skin now.
Finished.
I've got dry hands.
Finished.
Thank
finished.
You. Thank you for your time and your effort.
Okay, well, anything you want to, last words to Mr. Henderson? Actually, do you want to play the trumpet, Nick?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Give it here.
Okay.
Here we go.
If you give Nick the trumpet, David.
Thank you. There's a case. Two, click, click, open, and please take it. It's
that's and a Nick's going to play. That's a trombone. Well, you're going to have to play the last post. Is it the last post with the trombone?
Okay.
Is the trombone okay? Can you improvise?
Trombone's fine. I'll do my best to make it sound like a trumpet.
Here we go.
Well, that's very good of you. Thank you.
And
we'd
if
like
you'd just
that.
Like to read that, prepared speech. Okay.
Absolutely.
And then we'll finish the podcast. So thank you, Nick. Thanks for getting involved. Thanks for playing the trombone in a sec. Thank you, David.
Thank you.
And,
thank you very much.
Oh, you guys.
I thought I was playing it at that point.
No.
Well, thank you for having me.
No.
Got me out of the house.
You've enjoyed it, yeah?
You no.
Come back next time.
Get away from the neighbour.
Get away from my builders. So not my builders.
Don't go back there again.
So it's nice. Any time. That's really why I like working in the day.
What tune are you going to play on the trombone?
I'm going to surprise you and myself.
Okay.
I'll probably play... Holy
Billie Jean
by Michael Jackson, I think, isn't it?
I'll play Billie Jean. Okay. I can't remember the name of the prayer that he sang earlier. What was that?
Holy Hope.
I'm going to play a little thing that I like to call Holy Hope.
Okay. In the style of Billie Jean, is that the idea? Or so I'm just trying to think what rhythm I'm going to be doing. So it's all about
it's a speech, David.
It's
just a bit of. I'm going to play Billie Jean.
Billie Jean
by Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson on the trombone. Thank you. And
may
over to
he
you,
rest
David.
In peace.
Thank you, Mr. Henderson. You were so much more than a Mister or a Henderson. You were a guiding light through my secondary school days, through puberty, gaining GCSE C's and 2 D's, and you allowed me to understand what I wanted to become as a man. As you're lowering the ground, I still haven't yet become that man, but you showed me what I must do to become that man, ultimately. I wouldn't have minded one last hug, as you used to sometimes give me after sports day, and those big Planet of the Ape hands, big leathery hands like a proper man. You would take away the tears, because I don't know, the egg and spoon race hadn't gone well or whatever. Something had blown up in my face, metaphorically. But you were there very much
as... You're an ending to this.
Sorry. You were a backbone for the school and me.
Okay. Thanks very much, guys.
More?
No, not a big more. Good night.
Bye.
Bye. Goodbye.